great to have this opportunity to talk to you a bit about the work that God has done in my life over, I guess it's now 24 years. That kind of makes me feel a little bit old. It's lovely to be able to share some of this with you. I was converted age 19 during a gap year at music college from, I guess, an atheistic background, you would say. I had a lot of Christian friends at the time. And they challenged me. They said, Clive, if you don't believe this stuff, have you ever read it? And I had to confess that I hadn't. And so I promised them that I would read the New Testament as I commuted into the city each day on the train. And I did that. And I'd never even heard about the New Testament, really. I certainly hadn't read it. And I was very struck by two things. I was struck by the person of Jesus and the historicity that the New Testament writings were claiming for themselves. And over the course of about, I don't know, a couple of months, I became convinced of the truth of the gospel. And at the same time, inwardly, I had a very strong sense of the difference between Jesus, as I saw him portrayed there, and my own heart. I had a really strong sense of my own sin and a strong desire to turn away from that and towards God in faith. And so on Easter Day in 1992, which was quite a big day for me, I was baptized as a believer. And it was quite a big day for my parents too, because they were unbelievers then and they remain unbelievers still today. So that was 1992, and then I went off to university as an undergraduate, and that was a time of real growth, I think. I also met Shashton, my wife, and she's been a tremendous blessing to me and encouragement spiritually along the way, and I hope I have been to you sometimes as well. And then came graduate studies and 10 years of work. Some of my friends say that I've never done a proper day's work, and it is true that I've been fortunate enough to do jobs that I've enjoyed. But I did work for 10 years as a university academic, 2004 to 2014, teaching and researching. And I think during that decade there were two massive things that God taught me very deeply. The first was that career and success and performance and competitivity were a massive idol for me. And progressively, sort of over those 10 years, God really showed me that and freed me from it. And that was a wonderful thing, because I think it had been quenching God's purposes for me and his work in me and through me. And so that was hard, but that was an important lesson, I think. And the second really big thing that I learned was all about grace and assurance. I think during those 10 years, things really kind of fitted together more for me. Theologically, I came to understand that the reason that I could see who Jesus was and is was because God was at work in me, because he had chosen me, because he was committed to saving me. And it suddenly clicked for me that because he had begun this work in me, he had promised to finish it. And so I was completely secure that actually I could look to the Lord Jesus and rely on him. And that was all that I needed, that he would provide everything, fruit, obedience, all that I needed to get to glory. And I think for me, having a tendency to look at my own performance, that was a tremendous relief, because it meant that salvation depended on him and not on me. And that was tremendously freeing for me. Well, as I thought about what to say this morning and look back over 24 years, I thought it was quite difficult to summarise 24 years in 10 minutes. But as I look back, I think there are some things that I can see with the benefit of hindsight God has been doing throughout, and that I have a very strong sense of him doing in me. I think the first one is God's power to really restore us inwardly and to change us. And to free us over time from those idols and those things that sort of really hold us captive. I've really experienced that as I look back over the last 24 years. And similar to that experience of God writing his ways and his love on my heart. A very sort of strong sense of God at work in me by his Spirit. Also that he just will not let me go, despite the ups and the downs and the times when I've let him down and been faithless. He has been consistently faithful to me through thick and thin. And so that same sense of relying on him and knowing that I'm safe in his hand. And also I think that salvation and forgiveness is a deeply personal thing. You know, it's to do with God's promises to me personally as one of his people, and that he is there for me and faithful to me. So how is it that a university academic becomes a Christian minister, you might well ask? And during that decade from 2004 to 2014, there really were some hard times and some big life events. There was a period of illness for me for a time. Shashton's father died in very difficult circumstances. There were some big things going on, also some exciting big things. Alistair was born in Edinburgh, and so to my surprise, I have a Scottish son. And then in 2011, I began to preach, and I began to preach because I had a growing sense that I wanted the whole of my life to be lived out in discipleship and in love for Christ, that I wanted to use the time and the resources that I had. You know, I felt freed from the burden of having to prove myself in career terms. And that freed me up to think about how I might actually use my life for him and to serve his people and to love them. And so with this sort of strong internal sense of being called to pastoral ministry, I began to explore that. I preached some more. I led some small groups. I chatted a lot to David. We emailed quite a bit, I think, during this time. David introduced me to what was then LTS. And so various things came together, that internal sense of calling, the gifts that other people perceived, and also God's providence, I think, just circumstances that made it possible at this time of life for me to make this change. And as I look back, it was really hard, really, really hard, to leave an established career and things that were sort of respectable in the eyes of the world, and to step out in faith. And it was difficult for us as a family to sort of adjust to the changes and to deal with the increased uncertainty that involved. But we were sort of committed to do this in discipleship, and so we did step out in faith. And I think God calls all of us to do that, doesn't he? At various times in different ways. And so we lived a lot more by faith compared to by sight than we had previously. And as we look back over those 3 years, we've seen God's faithfulness in that, his provision, and amazing guidance at times in making things come together. And so I don't know if you remember this, but in, I think it was Christmas of 2014, and I was talking at the front, and the president of Toronto Baptist Seminary came into MNC, and the likelihood of that in human terms is probably quite low, I would think. and he heard me speak, and I got chatting to him, and also my preaching visit to Kuala Lumpur had fallen through for various reasons, and he invited me to go over there, and I prayed very hard about whether to do that or not, and the way that I was guided to go in the end was quite amazing. I'll tell you about that after if you like. And then when I got there, it became evident that they were open to me taking this THM in New Testament, even without the degree in divinity, the undergraduate degree that you would normally need in the North American system. So God provided this course that was really ideal for me at just the right time. And it's been a real blessing to work with the supervisor that I've got. It's been great. So I think as I look back over the last 3 years, I mean, they've really sort of confirmed that internal sense of calling to pastoral ministry that I had 3 years ago, and that had been growing over time. And I'm excited now about serving here at MNC whilst David has his sabbatical, and then starting at Abbey Baptist in October. Has it always been straightforward? As you listen to people's testimonies, you know, they have a habit of picking the highlights, don't they? And it all looks very smooth sailing. Has it always been straightforward? Far, far from it. Sometimes it's been very difficult indeed. But I can say that as I look back over 24 years, I have a really profound sense of God working out his purposes and having his hand on my life. And it's still not always easy, of course. And I'm very aware as I take this step that I am a jar of clay, and that I just have this treasure inside of knowing Christ. And in a sense, I'm just someone seeking to make that treasure known and to share it with people and to help people to really grasp hold of that. So please can I ask you to pray for me and those close to me, that this 3 months will be a fruitful one, and also to pray for David and his family during the sabbatical, that it will be a time of real refreshment and equipping for them. Thank you.